When we first talked 2 years ago, the reason we were talking was you were launching this project, Embassy Art. This was a pet project of yours, and you mentioned how you'd first discovered Chinese art out at Qijiu Ba. What really fascinated you about Chinese art? What was it that really got you interested in this art form?
Well, I mean, speak about the Chinese art weekend a long time. I would like to say that for me, what's the main important point, it's something new, some refreshment which is giving to me. I have also seeing and perceiving the Chinese art. It's for me like inspiration. I can think about many things from the past, but also how is the current situation, how the art is reflecting our world, how is making better our world, how is making more nice our world. So these all questions are in the Chinese art, and I'm so happy that I can also connect the Chinese art with the Czech art, to make some sort of comparison, some sort of confrontation as well. Because from the confrontations, the more, even more nice ideas can come. So I would say that we are playing with the art here. It's a part of our work and we are enjoying so much.
It's been very great coming to the events here. There's been a lot of fascination, and I've been to some of your events that have happened both here in the embassy, also out at the Shanza Qijiu Ba, and very recently that we had the opening at Namok. There has been this exchange between the countries, and I think one of the things that must have happened is it's actually generated an interest in the Czech Republic here in China.
This is one of the line, this is one of the argument why we are doing this activity. But I would like come to back to your point. It's really true that 2 years we are doing this program, and just I have counted, during these 2 years we made 16 events, we made 16 catalogs. We converted the embassy place like an art place in the map of Beijing. So we have a group of friends, we have a cycle of friends, they are coming to see us and to speak with us. So we use the art like an instrument for communication, and this is very important. So we are in permanent communication with the Chinese society during this program through art and through art dialogue.
I know when we started here, most of the work was being displayed at the embassy, but you've taken things out beyond there. Recently we saw at the National Art Museum of China, and we saw a big, big crowd who turned up for the opening and who went through the collection very slowly, very intensively, and really right up to some of the images, looking closely at the artwork. I think in many ways that part of this, for me, it's seeing some of the photographs of the Czech Republic, of Prague. I mean, I never really knew much about Prague and so on before, but the photographs I've seen was the beauty of the place. I mean, it looked a really, really attractive place. One of the things I've been looking at just now, here in Beijing, I've been watching this wonderful idea of wedding photography. I believe that your city, your capital, has become a destination for this also.
I think you are perfectly right. Prague is becoming more and more a very attractive point for the Chinese tourists. The last year there was more than 100,000 Chinese tourists coming to see Prague. And there's a new element, new aspect. You have rightly mentioned that now it's becoming also like a fashion to go to Prague to make a wedding photography. I have been in Prague recently. I came back 2 days ago, and I saw by my eyes many Chinese couples making photos in the main squares of Prague, like Old Town Square and Wenceslas Square. So this is a new element, and this is a new part of the Prague life, that you can find many Chinese making special photos in special place. And I would say that it's something which is enriching the life in Prague, and something new, and definitely something which connect more the China and the Czech Republic. This is the new thing. We have a very long tradition in culture, and this is also the base on which is our program based on.
When you mentioned about the Chinese people going to Prague and having their photographs taken there, we've seen almost a social, I'm going to say, revolution happening over the last few years. Here in Beijing, down at Fengtai, we've got the World Scenic Park. There's also another one down in Shenzhen. In the past, Chinese people would go to these places to have the photographs taken beside the Eiffel Tower, beside many famous buildings around the world, because they didn't travel. They didn't have the money. Today, that park is pretty quiet because the people are going to places like Prague to have the photos taken. It's an amazing change.
I absolutely agree with you. It's an amazing change. You can find many, many Chinese tourists in Prague. They are also, the Chinese restaurants are growing. And I think this process will continue and we will have even more Chinese tourists in Prague, because now we have started the exploration and I would say partial negotiations about the possibility to open direct flight between Prague and or Shanghai or Beijing. So we are at the starting position. I think month of June will be very important for the talks between the two parts. And it's quite possible that by the end of this year, we will open the direct flight between the Czech Republic and China. And then the Chinese tourists will have even more opportunity to go there and to make more photos and to see Prague Castle and all the nice things in Prague. So many other things in many other posts in China will be even more quieter than you have mentioned.
I think it's the natural beauty. Well, I suppose the physical beauty of a city like Prague, with the cathedrals, the castle, the Vistula, and all the kind of images that you have there that just would appeal to people coming from a modern city like Beijing or Shanghai.